This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Limits, we were supposed to be at Studio B in Monroeville today, and it's your fault we're not.
When did you just find this out?
Donnie just told me.
Oh.
I only check my work email once a month, so I never got the memo. Did you know?
I was out the last 5 days. I did not.
That's no excuse. You should have checked in.
You should have checked in. You're the host that was supposed to be there.
You're
I was
the
supposed
beat
to be here.
So what happens now? Am I in trouble?
Maybe.
I love Studio B.
Have you been called
B.
to the principal's office yet?
No. I love Studio B, and I'll go straight from there to Totter Ridge to play golf the next time we're out there. So I hope to go out there very soon.
I think next Tuesday you'll be there, or maybe Thursday you'll be there this week. I'm sure we'll make it up.
Yeah, we'll make it up.
It'll be okay.
But I am, I'm blaming you. Twitter,
okay.
Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the text line, did I just say the text line?
You did fan Twitter, the fan text line. How about the fan hotline?
The fan hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Oh, and I want to mention this in support of the hashtag Pittsburgh PPS Backpack Drive. You can bring a brand new backpack to Federal Galley today from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. for pop-up bingo with free entry and free parking plus happy hour specials. Help us get students in the Pittsburgh Public Schools ready for the upcoming school year. Details at 937thefan.com. All right, Wonder Twin, I have the Bill Simmons NFL quarterback pyramid. Do you like Bill Simmons?
I do. Yeah, I think he gives pretty flamboyant opinions, and he's very good in the way that he conducts himself.
I think that he was great as a writer, and I think he was great when he started out sort of, you know, podcasting and things like that. His NBA work on the air sometimes annoyed me. When he was actually on television.
When he was on ESPN.
I thought he could be annoying, but he's obviously a very smart guy, and I think a rather keen football observer, but I don't agree with this. You ready for this?
Let's hear it.
He has seven quarterback tiers, okay? You ready for tier number one?
Okay.
There's one guy on it. Who is it?
Patrick Mahomes.
Wrong.
Josh Allen?
Yes.
Ooh.
He's got Josh Allen on a tier by himself? That doesn't include Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, I don't agree with that. You can't have that until you have won a Super Bowl, and Patrick Mahomes has him beat by three. So, no, you cannot have Allen by himself on that list.
You can't be by yourself on a quarterback tier unless you've won a Super Bowl is your contention.
Well, I think that that's an extra. When the other guy has three, that is potentially of equal success and equal talent as you, yes.
All right. The second tier has three quarterbacks on it, Mahomes, Jackson, and Burrow. I think most people at this point would agree that the four best, there's four great quarterbacks, and then there's the rest. And the four are Allen, Mahomes, Jackson and Burrow. I do agree with that. Do you?
I agree with that as well, yeah.
All right. His third tier. Are you ready for this?
Okay. This is where it'll get some a little bit dicey.
This is insane. Although I like the first three. I agree with the first three. Jaden Daniels, Jordan Love, and Jalen Hurts. Who's the fourth on that third tier?
Baker Mayfield.
Wrong. Take another guess.
Jared
Wrong.
Goff.
Take another guess.
Justin
Wrong.
Herbert.
One more. Wrong.
Brock Purdy.
Yes.
Oh, what? Brock Purdy? Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy.
Wait. Brock Purdy. What? In tier three.
Yes. Daniels, Love, Hurts, and Purdy?
That's no.
If that was an SAT question, it would be like, which one of these don't fit? You immediately pencil in Purdy, right?
Man.
That's insane.
I do not agree with that at all.
I love the other picks, though. I love putting Jordan Love. You just asked me about Jordan Love.
Yes.
No pun intended. I love that he's there. Maybe it was pun intended. The fourth tier has six quarterbacks. You ready for these guys?
Okay.
Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Stafford. A lot of people would have Stafford one tier higher.
Yep.
C.J. Stroud, Jared Goff, and Justin Herbert.
So he has Justin Herbert as like the 13th best quarterback in the NFL.
Well, not necessarily. I don't know that they're ordered on the third tier. So he's got eight quarterbacks and then the fourth tier. So for all I know, he could have Stafford ninth. Herbert ninth.
That's okay. That's a choice.
You love Justin Herbert.
I'm a huge Justin Herbert guy. I feel like the situation this year, second year with Harbaugh, better weapons. They got Hampton at running back. He's going to take a big step this year.
I think that Stroud and Stafford should be. I think all of those guys are above Brock Purdy, by the way.
Every single one that was named.
And I think that Stafford and CJ Stroud should be up there.
Even Dak. And you know I'm not a Dak guy. Dak is better than Brock Purdy.
Yeah. All right, now we get to the fifth tier. We're getting down there, aren't we?
Well, we haven't reached Aaron yet.
Not yet, and we're not gonna. And this is
we're not gonna.
Well, we will eventually. We're not gonna on this tier. Sam Darnold, Drake May, Bo Nix, who's too low, Geno Smith, Kyler Murray, and Tua. Thoughts?
What a mid list. A bunch of quarterbacks that you're not going anywhere with other than maybe one playoff win.
Yes, that's why they're on the fifth tier limits.
If you're one of those teams, you honestly should consider moving off your quarterback and finding something else.
What are you talking about? You're going to move off Drake May or Bo Nix?
Well,
they just got there.
Not Drake May and Bo Nix, but like the other guys like Tua,
you're a
Kyler
big Sam
Murray.
Darnold fan.
I am a Sam Darnold guy.
Then what are you talking about?
You're not
about?
Winning a Super Bowl with Sam Darnold, though.
That's why they're on the fifth
you're
tier.
Not. And again, you like Bo Nix so much, you think that Denver is going to be a really good team this year?
Right. I haven't given my opinion on the tier yet.
Please provide it. I apologize.
He should be far above that. He had a rookie year that was right there with Jaden Daniels. Bo Nix is going to be a star. Here's the other thing. Here's my other thought on this. I'm drinking everybody's Kool-Aid here in the NFL because I'm watching this show where they go to NFL Network, goes to all the camps. I think the Cardinals, I didn't realize, were 8-9, very close to the playoffs last year.
Yeah, Jonathan Gannon did a good job.
I think they're going to be a surprise in the West. And I've always been a Kyler Murray fan. And now, like, he had DeAndre Hopkins, and then they took him away from him. And now he's got Marvin Harrison, and I think that's going to work. I think they're going to be good limits. I could be drinking Cardinal Kool-Aid.
What's good?
A playoff team.
You know what? I don't think that's outrageous.
Thank you.
I don't at all. I think that
who's your dark horse in the whole league?
It's not the Bears. The more and more I hear on Caleb Williams, that's like the team that everyone has picked for like the second consecutive year, the Bears.
Yeah.
So I don't know why I went immediately to the team I'm not going with, but it won't be them. Probably the Chargers. Are they a dark horse, though? No, probably not, but I think that they can win that division. I think they're going to win the division.
So I think they might as
and
well.
Kansas City will be a wild card
team. I'm talking a team off the radar who could be good in a playoff team. Mine is the Cardinals. Who's yours? Seattle, isn't it?
That is not Seattle.
Yes, it is. It's the Bears.
It is not the Bears. I just said my other soliloquy team on why I don't think it
I'll give
the
you
Bears.
A second team before you give me your first.
Please.
The New York Giants.
And what gives you that confidence?
They're going to beat people up defensively.
And they have that guy at quarterback, huh?
They're going to get off to a 1-4 start. They're going to bench Russell Wilson, and then Jackson Dart is going to take the world by storm.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You watch.
You know who the dark horse is going to be this year?
Who?
The New Orleans Saints.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. It's going to be the New England Patriots. Because yeah. I do like Drake May. And I do think with Vrabel there, that's going to give them a bump in probably 2-3 wins. With May having better coaching, their roster last year was awful. So now May has better coaching. They have a good offensive scheme. He'll take a step up. Vrabel with good stability. Gerard Mayo just wasn't a good fit. They're going to win around probably 8, maybe 9 games. They're going to be in that mix.
All right. I'll accept that one. In fact, I like that one. The sixth quarterback tier. Now we're getting low here. You ready for the sixth quarterback tier?
Well,
Limitless Wonder. Did you watch Drake and Josh, by the way, as a kid?
I did watch a lot of Drake and Josh.
What a great show. Two great actors, and they really meshed well together.
My favorite is when they'd go to the movie theater where they worked, and just the most outlandish, out-of-pocket things were said at the movie theater.
Yeah, I like the movie theater scenes. They were good.
They were fun.
How about Zoe 101?
I watched Zoe 101.
I know you did.
Zoe 101 ended abruptly because of things that happened off camera.
Off the field. Yeah,
off the field, yes.
How about iCarly?
Oh, that was my favorite of them all, Joe.
What a great show.
You're hitting on my childhood.
Yeah. Well, that's what my kids watched.
What a run Nickelodeon had, huh? iCarly was my favorite because Miranda Cosgrove was really good.
Yeah.
I always rooted for Carly and Freddie to become a couple. Young Limits.
So did Freddie.
Was rooting for young love.
You can relate to Freddie, can't you?
Sure, I can relate.
Unrequited love all over the place.
You can say so. Where Freddie ended up dating Sam, who ended up creating her own show on
in
Sam
real
and Cat.
Life?
No, not in real life, but like on the show.
Yeah.
And even when they did the iCarly reboot, everyone wanted Carly and Freddie to be a couple.
I know. So did I.
Do you remember Gibby?
Of course I remember Gibby.
Gibby never had a shirt on.
Yeah, I know that.
And T-Bone, he had the tacos on a stick. Remember that?
Yeah, I saw all the episodes. Great theme song, too.
Yeah.
The sixth quarterback tier features Michael Penix, Trevor Lawrence, Caleb Williams, Bryce Young, your guy J.J. McCarthy, and Cam Ward. So
Where's Aaron Rodgers?
Here's my question. On that sixth tier, if you expect one of those guys to take a big jump off that tier, maybe all the way to 3 or 4, who would it be?
Well, it would
Penix,
not.
Lawrence, Williams, Young, McCarthy, Ward.
You know how much I like Trevor Lawrence, but my answer is Bryce Young. I think Bryce Young down the stretch last year really showed some things and exercised some demons. Now, I'm not saying Carolina's going to sniff the playoffs this year. They have a ton of problems, and it starts at the top. But I do think that Bryce Young is going to take some steps in another year in that system, and he is going to start to surprise some people, Joe. I really do.
I think Cam Ward, I think he had a pretty good debut the other night, by the way. I don't know if you were watching clips of that one.
Yeah, there was a lot of reports out of Tennessee, too, that their offense has started out like kind of slow. And it was baby steps for Cam Ward in that offense.
What does that
with
even
Callahan.
Mean? Started out slow where? In shorts and summer?
Yeah.
All these reports of what offense is doing good and bad. What does it matter when you're going against your own team?
Right, a lot of it's hogwash.
And that's what they said about Justin Fields. Oh, he's having a horrible, disastrous camp. Then he goes out and leads them on a touchdown drive in a real game.
Yeah, he looked pretty good. I guess some of that, I wonder if it's communication, getting the plays in from the OC.
It's a load of crap.
Stuff like that. You know, they're just nitpicking things in camp. Just because it's the first time we get football back again.
I don't care. He looked good in the first game, Cam Ward. I think he might be a pretty good player. And the very last quarterback tier in the NFL for Bill Simmons. You ready for this? He just has logos listed for the Saints, Browns, and Colts, which is pretty good. He just lists their logos, and then next to them...
Wait, so you're telling me tier by himself is Aaron Rodgers?
No, this is all the seventh and last tier. Three logos, plus, and maybe this reflects upon the
Kirk
Steelers...
Cousins?
Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and the A-Train, Aaron Rodgers.
That makes me want to cry.
Fields, is that fair? Is that fair?
It's not fair.
And who's going to have the best year of those three?
Oh, my gosh. You might as well call that the quarterbacks of the Steelers plus disaster class of the NFL.
Who's going to have the best year, Fields, Rodgers, or Mr. Unlimited?
Rodgers. Rodgers will have the best year.
You say that very confidently.
That's because I feel confident about it.
You don't like Mr. Unlimited in a Giants uniform?
No, I think he's shot. And I don't think he's going to play much this year. Your guy Jackson Dart will end up on the field, Joe, slinging darts around.
And how about Justin Fields? Pomp would have kept him and not gotten Rodgers, and I tend to agree. And I don't even think Justin Fields is a good quarterback.
No, I feel like Fields is solid. He can win you, I think, at most a playoff game, but I think we kind of know what Justin Fields is at this point. Like, to an extent, we don't. Like, there are still things where you put him around a really good offensive coordinator he could learn from, but I don't know if he has that in New York. I don't think he does. They can get the best out of him. Like what the Ravens did for so long to be able to focus an offense with Todd Monken around Lamar and make it Lamar-centric. I don't think they're doing that in New York.
Well, I mean, they've done that Lamar's whole career.
Yeah, but, I mean, don't you remember they changed coordinators to be more Lamar-centric?
Well,
like
they opened up the pass game a little bit.
Yes.
But
they trusted him.
Greg
more.
Roman created an offense that was all about Lamar. They've done a great job there around a young quarterback. Now they got to finish the deal. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Sunny today with a high of James Harrison, 92. Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And you can call now to win two tickets to see Kansas. Are they playing WVU that day, Limits, or are we talking the band?
We're talking the band, Joe.
Call now to win two tickets to see Kansas at Timber Rock Amphitheater, August 23rd. Caller number 3 at 412-928-9370. And also some additional info about getting ready to slay this school year at the 13th annual hashtag Pittsburgh for PPS back to school event. It's August 18th at Acrisure Stadium, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., presented by Target Freight Management. Drive-through for backpacks, school supplies, food and drinks while supplies last. Brought to you by GBU Life, life insurance, annuities, and member benefits since 1892.
Slay this school year, Joe. Slay the school year. Do you know what slay means?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
The word slay. Get ready to slay this school year.
Yeah. Do well.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.